USS Paladin, you are cleared for docking at port number 8.
Thank you, Deep Space 5.
No problem, Lieutenant Commander.
Can you recommend something interesting for our downtime?
Depends on what you're looking for, I suppose.
Mainly something to eat, and maybe some holodeck time.
We have an extensive selection of Quadrant cuisine on our promenade. As for holodecks, they're available by reserve on level 14, as long as the Research and Design Department doesn't already have them in use.
Thanks, Ensign...
Goldman, sir, I hope you enjoy your visit.
Oh, we will. Paladin out.
Goldman.
Yes, Admiral.
Has the Sutherland arrived yet?
They're the next ship in the queue, Admiral.
Fantastic. When they check in, give my guest clearance to beam directly to Ops. Understood?
Yes, sir, Admiral.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Sutherland. Welcome to Deep Space 5.
Thank you. A member of my crew has requested some lead time aboard the station.
We have it on the docket, Captain. Admiral Avery has offered the use of our transporter in operations for easy access.
Sounds good to us, Ensign. We'll be back in 3 days to reclaim our council.
Very good, sir. Ready to receive whenever you are.
Okay. Transporter room, go ahead.
Confirmed, Captain. We have your...
Delton?
Hello, Ensign. Care to pick your tongue up off the floor and take me to your leader?
Space, the final frontier. History, the tapestry on which those exploits are woven. These are the voyages of multiple generations of Starfleet officers who have sought out new life and new civilizations. As each generation boldly goes forth, those that follow build upon the legacy.
Permission to come aboard, Admiral?
Dolly! Great to see you! How are they treating you over there on the Sutherland?
Just fine, Avery. How are Patrick, Michael, and Lee? I didn't see the Aurora in orbit, or Lee in Ops.
They're fine. Leah is supervising the repairs on the Lewis. They answered a distress call from a Breen ship and got their nacelles blown off for their effort. The Aurora is out trying to reestablish the peace.
Well, I'm sorry I missed him.
Connerly might make it back before you leave, but, you know.
Duty before pleasure. Yes, sir.
Leah'll be off duty in a few hours, though, and asked me to relay her request that you join her for dinner at Michelangelo's.
What's that?
It's a human-run restaurant here on the station. They specialize in pizza.
Ah, yeah, that's funny.
Funny?
Running gag between Lee and I.
Anything you can share?
There's an old Earth saying, pizza is like sex. Even when it's bad, it's pretty good.
Yes, I believe I heard that somewhere before.
Which part?
Both.
Should I ask how your love life's been?
No. You're not my counselor anymore, remember?
Doesn't stop a friend from caring.
Let's just say that I'm sure you've been in a relationship more recently than I have.
That long, huh?
The ravages of command, I'm afraid.
That line didn't work 15 years ago, and it doesn't work now.
Do you really want to start in on personal relationships already, Tolly?
Point taken. So, who's the fresh meat in Ops?
Ensign Eli Goldman. Came in when Nora transferred aboard the Aurora.
Goldman, really?
Yeah, you know me, a big fan of symmetry.
Yeah, I think I was his first.
Really? That couldn't have taken long. You've only been here a couple of minutes.
Look who's decided to come down off the command seat. No, I meant, I think I was the first Delton he's ever seen.
Was everything okay? Was he well-behaved?
Oh, yeah. A perfect gentleman after he quit drooling. I think I caught him by surprise.
Wouldn't be the first time a Delton's beauty distracted someone from their duties.
Are you referring to that time we found the escape pod floating in space?
Exactly right. We were on our way to Ryza for shore leave, so the mood for extracurricular activities was already heavy in the air.
That's a good way of putting it.
Captain's log. Stardate 42788.9. Having rendezvoused with the USS Californian, we have successfully completed our half of the diplomatic escort. The Californian will finish taking the envoy to Sector 97, where they will attempt to open dialogues with the Breen Confederacy. While the Breen have proven themselves to be uncooperative in the attempt to open communications between our races, we hope that this outreach of trust will show them that we only want peace. Meanwhile, we get a much-deserved and well-earned break. We have set course for Ryza none too soon, as many of the crew are ready for rest, relaxation, and, well, relaxation. Much of the emotional tension aboard can be cut with a knife, and I hope that this trip will be therapeutic for them.
So, Dekan, what are you planning to do with your time once we get to Ryza?
I'm not positive, but I've heard they have some beautiful mountain ranges that may call to be climbed. You?
I don't know. Maybe curl up with a good pad along the beach and soak up some rays? Maybe do a little swimming?
You have fun with that.
How about you, Commander? Is there anything that you're looking forward to doing?
Well, I'm sure something will draw my attention.
And you, Jahas?
I haven't quite made up my mind. Though those mountains sound pretty good, if Dekan wouldn't mind the company.
The more the merrier, Jahas.
Kali?
I'll probably stay aboard. With most everyone going down to the planet for shore leave, this place will probably become quite peaceful.
Not wanting to make any new friends, Counselor?
The friends I have are currently enough for my tastes. Thank you, Lieutenant. But if I decide to expand my horizons, I'll make sure to clear it with you first. How about you, Captain?
I'm perfectly fine with my horizons. Thanks for asking.
Do you have any plans for the planet side?
I may go down for a day or two, but not much more than that. I have a reenactment of the 1918 World Series that I've been eager to watch on the holodeck, and I think it's going to be a beautiful week for some ball games.
You'd rather go to the holodeck to sit in artificial sun than go and experience the real thing?
It's not the sun I'm going for. It's the love of the game.
Well, if you change your mind and decide you'd like to experience some fun in the real sun, feel free to come and find me.
I know what you mean, Lee, and thanks.
What is it, Dekan?
Distress beacon in subspace, Commander.
Can you pick up its source on scanners?
Appears to be an escape pod bearing 243 Mach 9.
Is there any evidence of a ship?
No evidence of a debris field, Commander.
We are picking up faint traces of a warp field, sir. But this has destabilized enough to make its origin unknown. I don't even think we could track which way they went.
It's enough to tell us that the ship wasn't destroyed and that it left the area a while ago.
What about life signs?
I pick up 5 life forms, but an unknown energy flux in the area is obscuring scans. It is what has disrupted the warp field as well.
Adjust our course for intercept, Lieutenant Adamus, and take us out of warp when we're in range.
Arrival in 5 minutes, Captain.
Understood. Mr. Timonier, when we're in range, lock on a tractor beam, bring it into Shuttle Bay 2, and have a security detail meet us down there. Commander, Counselor, you're with me. Let's go meet our guests. Spread out and keep the escape pod covered. I don't want any surprises.
Is there any way that hatch will open and we not be surprised by what's inside?
Good point, but you get the idea. You getting anything from the pod?
A lot of confusion and fear. They don't know where they are, and they're afraid of what they're going to find when they open the hatch.
Well, that's a good sign.
I beg your pardon?
It's not an ambush, and we're on equal footing.
Ah.
Robertson, provide the commander with some cover. Connerly, go up and give them a hand opening the hatch.
Aye, sir.
Attention inside the escape pod. This is Commander Patrick Michael Connerly. You are currently aboard the Federation Starship Iliad. We mean you no harm. Please, come out of the pod and let us help you. Can you hear me in there? Hello?
What's wrong, Commander?
I'm not sure, Captain. Hello? Connerly to sick bay.
Savar.
I think you better get a team down to Shuttle Bay 2, Doctor, and bring 5 gurneys.
As you command, Commander.
What's going on, Connerly?
They're hurt, Captain, and they're going to need help getting out of here.
Who are they?
Deltons, Captain. They're Deltons.